Shalom Aleichem, his friends. We are continuing our discussion of Kiddush and Havdalah based on the Sefer Ades Yaakov of the Novominsky Rebbe of Yaakov Perlov Zatzal. The Gemara in Brachas compares Havdalah and Kiddush and says, as we've discussed many times in our series of Shirim on Kiddush and Havdalah, that just like Kiddush, you Mekadesh in davening, and then you're Mekadesh alakos. Havdalah is no different. You're Mekadesh in davening, then Havdalah is no different. You're Mavdil in davening, Atochon Antonu, and then you're Mavdil alakos. The question is, what's this comparison? Chovas Kiddush is primarily alayayin. That was the original takana. And even if we say that you yotze the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Gamali de Tefillah, look at the Magen Avraham, the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, other Achronim. But that's only Agav Orcha, that's only, by the way, you mentioned in your davening Shabbos, so your Yotze. But the Tefillah itself has no Shaychas to the Chiyuv of Kiddush. So it's like someone who mentions Shabbos in benching before he's Makadish. Are you going to say that he's Yotze Din Kiddush Bevirkas HaMazon? It's just been mikra, by chance he mentioned it. So how can the Gemara compare that to Havdalah? By Kiddush you're Mekadesh in davening, then you're Mekadesh alakos. Of course you have to be Mekadesh alakos, because the Iker Kiddush that Chachamim were attacking is alakos. But Havdalah that you say in Adchonin Adoas, that's Rak L'Shem Havdalah. That's a special Havdalah. So once you say Havdalah, this special, especially designed Havdalah and Atochon Antanu and Atochon Adam Das, so why should you have to say it again alakos? Once you said it in Havdalah, you said it in Havdalah, everything is, once you said it in Davening, you said it in Davening, everything is cool. That was the Takan of Chachamim. After they became poor again, they said, listen, you know, if they can't afford a kos, so make it on, make Havdalah on, in Davening, that's enough. So, mehechitesi, that you should have to use a kos now. You can't compare that to Kiddush. Kiddush, the original takana was with a kos. Just derech agav, you mentioned it in tefillah. We say, no, not enough, make Kiddush ala kos. But Havdalah, the takana is in davening to make it, so why should you have to go ahead and make it again ala kos? So it would appear muchach from this that in a chinami there's a kiyum of mitzvahs, kiddush and tefillah, and that's the takan of chachamim to be makadesh in davening and alakos. And so is lehedya in the behag in hilchos kiddush v'havdalah. He writes, "Mechayvin l'kedusha b'yom ha'Shabbos u'liyom ha'tova b'tzlosav al kasa d'chamra." You have to make kiddush on Shabbos and yantif in davening and on a kos of wine. And he writes, Vayter, even though you mention it in Kiddush, you have to mention it in Davening. My time is Achav Zachar to train Kohen Ksiv. Vasu Modos, Yalfi Mishabbos B'Tfilah V'Alakos. Af Yom Tov V'Vasu Modos, Yalfi Mishabbos B'Tfilah V'Alakos. Af Yom Tov B'Tfilah V'Alakos. So he says that even though you mention Kiddush, you have to say it in davening and in benching. In other words, you make Kiddush alakos, but you also have to make Kiddush in davening and in benching. And that's on Shabbos, Zachos Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, and you learn Yantiv from Shabbos, that in Yantiv also you have to do B'Tfilah V'Alakos. So you see this Tiras Kiddush and tefillah, and even Birkas HaMazon. So Mashmah is a kiyum of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon. So then that was part of Takanas Chachamim. So you can compare Kiddush to Havdalah. And both of them, there was Takanas Chachamim, to do it both in Kiddush, both in Davening and Alakos. So that's the gross Chiddush of the Behag. But in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's no remes to this at all. Hilchos Tefillah. Perek Beis, he brings the tefillahs of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kamo Sha'ar Dinei Tefillah V'Azkaras B'Yom Yuchadim. So it's clear that the Rambam holds that the middle bracha of Shabbos and Yom Tov is midin tefillah. It's not shaykh to din Kiddush. It's not part of Takanas Chachamim of Kiddush. So again, We go with the Mahalach of the Rambam. So what's Pshat in the Gemara in Brachas? That we say that just like Kiddush, we say in Davening and Alako, so to Avdallah. Mapitom. Kiddush, the Ikar Kiddush is Alakos, and Davening is Derech Agav. And Avdallah, the Ikar Avdallah is in Davening, so why should you have to say it again? So we could be Miyashev, says Rav Perlov, based on the sheet of the Rambam, that Chovas Avdallah is Dairaisa. And according to that, we can say that we say Avdallah B'chonin Adas, it's not that they were metakin a new kiyum of Havdalah b'tfilah, like they were metakin afterwards Havdalah alakos. Because really, the gufa kiyum is askaras tvarim shel Shabbos that yotzei min haTorah. And however you say it, you say it. Just Chachamim added in the tefillah of Motzei Shabbos that you should put an atachon antano. And they didn't allow everybody to just make Havdalah however they feel like it. But the gufa amir of atachon antano is medine tefillah. As is mashma be'emes in the Mishnah and Brachas, that includes Havdalah b'chonin hadoas, together with askaras gesham tchias emesim she'elu b'virchas hashanim. So it's midine atfila. So there's no kiyum chudish of Havdalah b'tfila. There's no din that the rabbis want, like they were attacking Havdalah alakos. But you can't say the same takan applies to tefillah. Because however you say it, however you mention Shabbos, as Shabbos goes out, that there's a separation between Shabbos and Chol, that's enough. Just the rabbis said, the rabbis put it in tefillah. The guf ha'amira is not midine havdalah, it's midine tefillah. So askara, just like mashiv ruach and the Saint Talamot of Levracha, just when they got rich, they were kovea this bracha alakos, kovea havdalah alakos, and then they were metaken it kiyum miyuchad midivrei sofrim. You make the bracha alakos. The Gemara says, okay, so afterwards when they got poor again, do they have to say, were the rabbis kovet again in tefillah? Excuse me, after they got poor again, the rabbi said that you say it now in tefillah. And the Gemara is a shailah, should you say it also alakos? Should you be mekayim the mitzvah d'midivrei sofrim to say it alakos? Another thing. When you see tefillah and havdalah, and when you see havdalah and tefillah, it's just the rabbis happen to have put it there. But it's no special din that havdalah has to be in tefillah, bedafka. They just put it there so that everybody should make their own havdalah. This is where you're making havdalah. But it's not a special din in havdalah. The din in tefillah. The rabbi said that when you daven, put in havdalah. And then the shaila was that after they got rich again, after they got poor again, and they couldn't say it alakos, and then afterwards there was the kind of debate itself and say it alakos. And now they got poor again, so now they're saying it in tefillah. So they also have to say it alakos, if they're able to. If they can't afford a kos, they can't afford a kos. But let's say now they put it back in tefillah, now the takana is to say it in tefillah. The Maisik, if you're able to, can you say it? Do you have to say it alakos also? And the Gemara says, yeah, Rava says, it's like Kiddush. Just like Kiddush, your Makadish and Davening, and then alakos. In other words, after you say Abdullah b'chonin adoas, your Makayim z'chiris Abdullah b'tfilah d'yitzis Shabbos, just like your Makayim z'chiris Kiddush b'tfilah d'knitzis Shabbos. And in both cases, it's just a kiyum of the Din Torah. It's not a kiyum chudish midivrei sofra. It's the rabbis were telling you where to be makayim Din Torah. In Kiddush, the rabbis told you, be makayim Din Torah in davening. And then be makayim our special takanas chachamim in Kiddush alayayin. And in Avdol, it's the same for it. That the rabbi said, be makayim your Din Torah in davening. But the din in davening, that that's when you're mekayem din d'oraisa. There's no special takanas chum of havdalah in davening. It's not a din in havdalah that havdalah has to be in davening. It's a din in tefillah. And when you say your tefillah of Motzei Shabbos, the rabbi said to put in the havdalah in order to be mekayem your d'oraisa, but it's no special takanas chachamim, neither by kiddush nor by havdalah. And then afterwards they said, okay, but now we want you to do it mekayem erikar takana and make kiddush ala kos and make havdalah ala kos. So now you have the din d'oraisa that you mention it in tefillah, and you have the din d'rabbanan, you mention it in ala kos. And this we can understand that in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam doesn't write the chiyuv to be mavdil in tefillah. Just that midivrei sofrim, you have to be mavdil ala yayin. Even though you're mavdil in tefillah, you still have to be mavdil ala yayin, ala kos. In the Iker of Havdalah B'chon and Ados, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes it among other Dinei Tefillah. Because by primarily it's a Chovas Tefillah. Just Memeli, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Havdalah D'Oraisa. But it's a Din in Tefillah. And the Rabbi said, in your Tefillah, you should be Mekayim your Din D'Oraisa. But it's a Din in Tefillah. And with this, we can also be miyashiv the minhag ha'olam that women are not machmir to daven ma'ariv b'motzei Shabbos because of chovas havdalah. Ay, l'shitas ha'Rambam, that havdalah is d'oraisa, women are chayavos v'havdalah, like in Kiddush, like the poskim say in Reish Tzadi Vav. So why should women have to daven ma'ariv in order to say havdalah b'chon in havdalah, like the Yikar Takana, just like the chayav in chayavos v'havdalah ala kos? And it's mefurish in the Ramah that Reish Tzadi Tes, if you that women aren't ma'abdu with tefillah, ayin shamagin avram, shenashin lo kiblu alayu, tefillah's arvis. So based on what we said, we understand very well, because there's no kiyum mesuyim of havdalah with tefillah, and the Amir of Atach HaNatan was mechobas tefillah. But not mechobas havdalah, so they're not chayib in ma'arif, so me'ela, the whole Atach HaNatan was in shaykh to them. Only if you're a chayiv in tefillah, and women weren't mekabelas, didn't accept upon themselves ma'ariv, semel they're not chayivos and not tachan antana. They don't have to be ma'abdu but tefillah. Only men do. In the Achronim, they prove from the Rashi and the Ran in Shabbos Chof Gimel that they hold that kiddush al yayin ala passes midaraisa, because it says there that if you have enough money only for kiddush hayom or near Beis or near Chanukah, you're doicha kiddush hayom in order to light Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles, because you can make kiddush on bread. Otherwise, the Ran and the Rashba say, you wouldn't be doicha the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush hayom, but a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So you see that they hold that the chiyuv d'oraisa is to be mekadosh ala yayin or ala pas. That's the opinion of the Rashba and the Ran. So according to this, frak debir alach and reish ayin gimel, how the Rashba and the Ran can understand the Gemara in Brachas, it says that even though you're Mekadish in Davini, you have to be Mekadish ala kos. According to them, you weren't Mekadish in Davini, you weren't Yotze at all. Because they hold Havdalah ala Yayin is Daraisa. There's no Yayin in Davini. So what's shot in the Gemara? Even though you're Mekadish in Davini, you're Mekadish ala kos. There is no Kiddush in Davini. There's no kos. Another kasha is the Gemara there compares Havdalah to Kiddush. But by Havdalah, the Tchilas Takana was Sheyavdi of a Tefillah. So there's a fundamental difference. Havdalah is different than Kiddush. Kiddush requires wine min haTorah. Havdalah is enough without wine. So then why should you be Mavdil now ala kos? By Kiddush, of course you have to be Mavdil ala kos. You're never Mavdil. By Havdalah, where you were Mavdil b'tefillah, why should you have to be Mavdil ala kos? If only Kiddush Aleihen is min haTorah and Havdalah isn't. Maybe we can say that even the Rashi and the Rana hold that Yain and Pas aren't ma'akev in the mitzvah sasev zorcha tzorim Shabbos l'katcho. And even if you're makadish b'dvarim, with words, or by tefillah, your yotze yidei mitzvah zu. They just hold there's an additional mitzvah to be makadish al Yain v'ala Pas. And it's not learned from zechreu al Yain. It's only an asmachta. It's a mitzvah in Rufcha l'kadosh al Yain. The ikur chiyuv that you need yain or pas is because of the pasuk of Korasa l'Shabbos Oneg. That the kriya of Kiddush should be ala oneg. What's the oneg, the yain or the pas? And they hold that this drush is menat Torah. Makom kriya shamte oneg. Because the ikar, the etzem yalfusa of a korsel Shabbos oneg. Talking about Kiddush Hayom, we see in the Rishonim in Pesachim Kuf Aleph, the time of the Shmuel, the reason of Shmuel holds Ein Kiddush Al Makom Seuda. As the Rashbam explains, Tosus Rif that B'Makom Kriya Sham Tei Oneg, taken from the Bahag, holds Kiddush Vavdala. That's Pesachim Ein Kiddush Al Makom Seuda. B'Makom Kriya Sham Tei Oneg. And the Rosh argues the Rabbeinu Yonah that this din of Ein Kiddush Elad Makom Suda is Men HaTorah from the Pasuk of Korasa L'Shabbos Oneg and so on to Rabbi Kiva Eger Alamagin Avram Esim Reis Samach Gimel Sif Kut and Dalet. You have this din of Ein Kiddush Elad Makom Suda. However, you can also understand, and this is Taka how the Tosis Rid understood it, that when it says V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg Makom Kriya Sham Tei Oneg, that teaches you Kiddush Aleihen Min HaTorah. So there are really two dinim here. There's one din that you have to say Zachar. And that's there, Yain and Pas aren't Likuva. That's the mitzvah of Zachar, it's Yom Shabbos Lakacha, just mentioning Shabbos. And then there's an additional din of V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg, V'kumakum Kriya Sham Tei Oneg, that you have to, in the place of Kiddush, there has to be wine there. There has to be Oneg. If that's true, even if you're Mekadesh and davening, and you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of a Kresel Shabbos Oneg, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar. Like the famous sheet of the Maharal, if you eat Matzah Shiran Lel Pesach, you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Lechemoni, you're Mekayim Be'er of Tochlo Matzahs. These are two different mitzvahs that aren't totally Zebazet. It's not Lechemoni, but it's Matzah. And so says the Smag, and it says Chavtes, according to one opinion, that there are two mitzvahs to be Mekadesh and davening, to be Mekadesh Alakos. And learn from two different psukim, one from the Zachor in the first divrus, one from Zachor in the second divrus. So based on what we're saying in the Rashba and the Ran, the mitzvah alakos is learned from the pasuk of Koras l'Shabbos Oneg. So now we understand pshat in the Gemara. Now we understand pshat in the Rashba and the Ran. That they hold that it's an additional mitzvah to be mekadesh al yain, in addition to the yikra mitzvah, another mitzvah, just to be mekadesh b'chal without yain. Ein Zdam Akev, you have Zachor, and then you have a Korsel Shabbos Oneg, which says, make Kiddush with wine. And now we can understand the Gemara, according to the Rashba and the Ran. That if those like Kiddush, just like Kiddush, even though you're Makadish and Davni, you have to be Makadish Alakos. A Havdalah also. So the pshat is even though in Kiddush, you have to mevarech al hakos, but the mitzvah of zachar you're mekayim in davening, even though there's no kos. So you see that Kiddush is split up into two different kiyumim: Kiddush and davening to be mekayim mitzvah zachar, and Kiddush al hakos to be mekayim kos al Shabbos onek. So havdalah also. Even though it's the whole thing is midivrei sofrim, except according to the Rambam, then it's daraisa. But there's also two takanas here. The first one is betfila, and the second is alakos. So that's why the Gemara compares kiddush to havdalah. They're two different kiyumim. So this doesn't solve Rabbeinu Yonah, brought by the Russian Arvei Psachim, that we say in Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda is midrabbanan vasmachu akrav akras l'shabbos onek vikra kiddush min atoru. So when Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda is the Rabbanan. But Kiddush, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is min haTorah, as it says Zochrei Alayayin b'Knisa, and therefore, since they're people that don't know how to be Mekadesh, they're Mekadesh them in Shul, nor do they should be Yotzei Kiddush min haTorah. So you see the Hedya that Alayayin's min haTorah from the pasuk of Zachor. He brings from Zachor, and so writes Tosis in Afkuvav, the Ramasel Zochrei Alayayin b'Sof Devrayim. So Hadra Kushi L'Duchta. How do we say in brachas your mekadesh and davening? What kiddush is there without wine? According to the way we have explained the Rashi and the Ran, so everything was terrific. Is a kiyum in haTorah to be mekadesh even without wine from zachor? But if you hold that zachor teaches you with wine, then you're stuck. What sort of kiyum is there in davening? What does it mean you're mekadesh and davening? You weren't mekadesh anything. There's no kiddush without wine, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, hopefully we'll go further, we'll see more. This is also Ke'enza, by the way. We already discussed these ideas in the Sefer Birchas Mordechai. We saw Baruch Mordechai Zerachi, one of the greatest Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. I think Rav Zerachi is also a member of the Wetzel's Gedolei HaTorah here. And Rav Perlov is a member of the Wetzel's Gedolei HaTorah in America, that's for sure. So they have the same mahalach in explaining the two dinim in Kiddush. Iker Kiddush of Zachor, and just by Mira Ba'alma, Stam saying it, and then another Din of Alayayin, and therefore it's considered Kiddush Betfila. But we still have to be Miyashi for Bina Yonah. So, Be'ezer Hashem, Das is Unzer Arbit, that's our Avoda for the next time. Beli Neder Be'ezer Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Suri, Samas, beloved friend.